And the events will come in front of him. He will not even see the person that is on his right side or on the left side. He will not even recognize him. And humanity will be standing in the state of nudity. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam says, the second thing is, I will love that person that is ibadat guzar, that worships Allah in abundance, but he is poor. He is poor. And this is not the like of Hazrat Jibreel, this is the like of the Khulafa and the Prophets. The Prophet of Allah says, and he used to make this dua in abundance, that, O Allah, keep me amongst the poor people. And when I die, give me death while I am amongst the poor people. And on the day of judgment, resurrect me amongst the poor people. There was one Sahabi, his name was Azhar. Every Sahabi is a star. Ashabi kan nujum. Bi ayyihi muqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Every Sahabi, companion of the Prophet of Allah, is a star. If you follow any star, you will reach Hidayah. You will reach the right. So Azhar was a Sahabi. And one day in the markets of Medina, he was selling vegetables. The Prophet of Allah was very frank with him. So the Prophet of Allah placed his beautiful hands on the eyes of Azhar. When Azhar felt the touch of the silky, the soft hands of the Prophet of Allah, and at the same time, he smelled the fragrance that used to emanate from the body of the Prophet of Allah. He said, O Prophet of Allah. He realized, he recognized. And the Prophet of Allah, as a gesture, said, addressing the people that were around, he said, who will buy this slave? Who will buy this slave? And Azhar says, O Prophet of Allah, if you sell this slave, you will not get nothing. He's very cheap. It will be a bad trade. The Prophet of Allah says to Azhar that your value in the eyes of these people may be nothing because of your status. You may be deprived of wealth and position in this community, but your status in the eyes of Allah is very, very great. That's why we love another person because he is a Muslim. We love another person because he is a human being. And there should be no strings attached to that. And if we love that person for that reason, then our iman is completed. And we can see this in the life of the Prophet, the life of the Sahaba. We should not be judgmental. We should not insult other people. We should not consider ourselves to be greater than other people. Like it has been said in the hadith, that we do not know why the rahmat and the barakat descends upon us. It may be due to a single person in our home that we do not give any importance to. The rahmat may descend because of that person. When we eat food, the Prophet of Allah says, that when you have completed, start to lick your fingers, and even that morsel of food that has dropped on the ground, pick it up. If it is eatable, you eat it. And do not allow anything to remain upon the plate. This is the respect to the sustenance that Allah has given. And the second reason the ulama have mentioned, there may be barakat in a certain part of that food. We may consume the whole plate, but we may leave one drop, or one grain, or one rice, and that may be the rice that carried the barakat of the food. So we do not know that which single person in the community, or which small group in the community, attracts the rahmat of Allah, and the rahmat of Allah falls upon this settlement. And we may be disrespecting that person. We may be disrespecting that person. I would like to mention the story that Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in Masnavi Sharif, that a group of people were traveling. It was dark, it started to rain, and suddenly the thunder started to descend. The thunder used to come close to the group and then return. And this happened a few times. So the people in the group, they thought that there is an evil person in the group. And due to the presence of that person, the thunder is coming and returning. If we don't separate him from the group immediately, that thunder will destroy everyone. So they made a plan to separate that person, not knowing who the person was. So they stood under a tree, and the Amir made the announcement. He said, one person should walk towards that shelter. If he is the evil person, the thunder will come and strike him. So at least the remaining group can walk with safety. So one person, he separated from the group, he walked alone towards the other shelter. The thunder did not strike him. So eight people walked to the other side, and the thunder did not come to attack them. Now there were two people standing on this side, and they started to fight, because they thought in their mind, it must be one of us. So one is saying to the other, you walk. The other is saying to the first person, you walk. The Amir on the other side, he made the decision. He said, we started this process to remove that evil person from the group, so the others can walk with safety, so you start to walk towards me. So that person is walking, walking, the thunder does not strike, and he meets the eight people on the other side. This person standing on this side alone, he thinks in his mind, I am the evil person. Suddenly the thunder comes and it strikes the nine people and kills all of them. So Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that these people were protected from the wrath of Allah because of this one person. So they separated this person from the group, and Allah Rabbul Izzat sent down the punishment. So we do not know who is blessed, who is accepted, who is close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is the one that knows what is placed in the heart, what is the condition of the heart. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. If it is a sound heart, if it is a glowing, beautiful spirit, this is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we treat every human being as a human being. That this human being is better than me, even if he is deprived of certain in'amat and bounties that I have, but still he may be great in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we remember the story of Azhar, that the Prophet of Allah says that Azhar, you are greater in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You are very, very great in the eyes of Allah. The third quality that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned is وَمَعَاوَنَةُ أَهْلِ الْعَيَالِ الْمُعْسِرِينَ. If I was a human being, I would like to help those people that have families but are struggling. Those people that have families but are struggling. We are very, very fortunate